For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham. 140 people are reportedly dead and many more wounded in a series of what appear to be coordinated attacks across Paris late Friday. Local media say a hostage situation is continuing at a concert hall in the French capital, adding that police believe terrorists are holding 100 hostages inside the venue. According to the Chinese embassy in Paris, there have been no reports of casualties of Chinese nationals so far. French President François Hollande, evacuated from the national stadium, is in the Interior Ministry for an emergency meeting with Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve. Hollande announced a state of emergency across France and ordered the closure of the country's borders. He's also said that the unprecedented terrorist attacks are ongoing in Paris. It's been confirmed that the Chinese premier will attend the annual East Asia Leaders Meetings in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. Li Keqiang is set to attend the 18th Leaders Meeting between China and ASEAN, the 18th ASEAN-China-Japan and South Korea Leaders Meeting, and the 10th East Asia Summit. Meantime, Premier Li is scheduled to make a four-day visit to Malaysia starting from Friday. The Chinese and Laotian governments have inked an agreement on the construction of a cross-border railway. The deal, signed in Beijing on Friday, aims to boost economic cooperation and regional growth. The 400-kilometer-long railway is designed to link the two countries' border area, Mohan and Botan ports, and Laos capital. The joint investment costs 40 billion yuan, or around 6 billion U.S. dollars, with 70% of the money from China and 30% from Laos. The railway is scheduled to start operation in 2020. It'll also reach Thailand and Malaysia in the future. The Chinese government has warned Japan not to make irresponsible remarks on the sovereignty of the islands in the South China Sea. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Hong Lei made the remarks on Friday here in Beijing. The comments follow reports suggesting Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe is eager to take up the South China Sea issue during the upcoming G20 summit in Turkey. Hong said that China's construction on some of the garrisoned Nansha Islands and reefs is well within China's sovereignty, not targeting or affecting any other country, and the moves are beyond reproach. A landslide in eastern China has killed at least 4 people. 33 others are said to be missing. The slide struck a village in Zhejiang Province on Friday night. Local officials say the affected area is an outlying area of Lishui City. A torrent of mud and rocks buried nearly 20 homes just before 11 p.m., with officials saying that rescue work began almost immediately after the slide. Only one survivor has been found in the rubble so far, and that person's been taken to hospital for treatment. Heavy rain's been reported in Lishui over the past couple of days. The U.S. military has confirmed that Islamic State executioner Jihadi John was killed in a drone strike in Syria. 27-year-old Mohammed Emwazi appeared in a video showing the beheading of an American journalist captured in Syria in 2012. He was targeted in a joint British-U.S. operation on Thursday in Raqqa, a major IS base in war-torn Syria, and the death was confirmed the following day. Analysts, however, say the impact of Emwazi's death will likely be symbolic rather than tactical for the jihadist group, as it still controls swaths of Iraq and Syria, where it's declared a caliphate and is known for widespread atrocities. The drone strike coincided with a major U.S.-backed military offensive launched in northern Iraq. Former U.S. Vice President Al Gore is hosting a 24-hour live webcast from the foot of the Eiffel Tower to drum up attention for the upcoming Global Climate Summit in Paris. The climate campaigner, who helped negotiate the 1997 climate treaty that failed to control global warming, is sure this time will be different. Gore also says developing countries and emerging economies, including China, are taking climate change seriously, which will help to contribute to a successful outcome in Paris. Iran is set to attend the next round of international talks on the future of Syria. The talks will be held on Saturday in the Austrian capital, Vienna. Iran's Deputy Foreign Minister for Arab and African Affairs will participate. On Tuesday, an Iranian foreign ministry official urged the participants in the talks to adopt a realistic approach to help resolve the Syrian crisis. He said political means and national dialogue would help the people of Syria to decide their own future. At the same time, Iran said it would not accept pressure for the ouster of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad under the pretext of solving the Syrian crisis. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.